Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved listeners, and welcome to another beautiful edition of Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're joining us today, wherever you are listening from, whether at home, on the road, getting ready for work, in school, or beginning your day quietly with God. I pray that the peace of God will rest upon you and that your heart will be sensitive to His presence today. Today's devotional topic is the gentle voice of the Spirit. Our Bible text is from 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 12, which says, "And after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still small voice." Beloved, God still speaks today. The question is not whether God is speaking. The real question is, are we listening? There is something powerful about the gentle voice of the Holy Spirit. It does not always come with noise, drama, or spectacle. Sometimes it comes as a quiet prompting, a warning, a nudge, a burden in your heart, a scripture that suddenly comes alive within you. And many times, that gentle voice can save a destiny. Let me begin with a true life story from the Bible. In the Bible, the prophet Elijah had just experienced a mighty victory on Mount Carmel. Fire had fallen from heaven, prophets of Baal had been defeated, and the nation witnessed God's power. But shortly after that victory, Elijah became discouraged and afraid because of Jezebel's threats. Have you ever experienced that? One moment you are strong, and the next moment you feel tired emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. Elijah ran into the wilderness and felt alone. Then God brought him to Mount Horeb. The Bible says there was a strong wind, then an earthquake, then fire, but God was not in them. Finally, there came a still small voice, a gentle voice, and that gentle voice restored Elijah. Can I encourage someone listening this morning? God knows how to reach you personally. Even in your confusion, anxiety, disappointment, or exhaustion, His Spirit can still whisper direction into your life. Sometimes we expect God only in dramatic miracles, but often He speaks softly through conviction, peace, wisdom, and quiet assurance. The Holy Spirit still leads gently. The Bible says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Notice the Bible says led, not pushed. The Holy Spirit leads gently. He may tell you, "Don't go there. Forgive that person. Wait a little longer. Call someone. Pray now. Apologize. Start that assignment. Trust me." But here is an important question this morning. Have you become too busy to hear God? Sometimes the noise around us becomes louder than the voice within us. Social media noise, fear, pressure, opinions, trends, anxiety, endless activity. Yet God often speaks in quiet moments. This is why prayer, worship, and meditation on God's Word are so important. They help tune our hearts to heaven's frequency. The Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God." Someone listening today may be confused about a decision. Someone may be emotionally drained. Someone may be asking, "Lord, what should I do next?" I want you to know this. God is not silent concerning you. The Spirit of God still guides His children. Sometimes the gentle voice comes as a warning. There are people today who escaped accidents, bad investments, dangerous relationships, and destructive choices because they obeyed a quiet inner warning from God. Have you ever had a moment where you felt strongly in your spirit not to do something, and later realized God was protecting you? That was not coincidence. That was the Spirit of God helping you. The Bible says, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it." I declare over someone today, may your spiritual ears become sensitive again in the name of Jesus. You will not miss divine direction. You will not ignore heavenly warnings. You will not walk into destruction through confusion. The gentle voice also brings peace. One way God speaks is through peace. Not every open door is from God. Not every opportunity is divine. Not every relationship is healthy. But when God leads, there is often a deep inner peace, even when circumstances are uncertain. The Bible reminds us, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. That word rule means to act like an umpire, to guide your decisions. Beloved, don't ignore the peace of God. And if you've made mistakes before, don't condemn yourself. God is merciful. The Holy Spirit is still willing to guide you again. Time for reflection. Let me ask you this morning, what distractions have made it difficult for you to hear God clearly? Have you ignored a gentle prompting recently? Are you spending enough quiet time with God? What area of your life needs divine direction today? Take a moment and reflect on that honestly. And here's a word of encouragement for you. The Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." You are not abandoned. God knows how to speak to you personally. Actions for the day. Today, create at least 10 to 15 minutes of quiet time with God. Turn off distractions. Read the Word. Pray sincerely. Listen quietly. You may be surprised how much clarity comes when your spirit becomes still before God. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Beloved, wherever you are, say this together with me in faith. Today, my heart is sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. I will not walk in confusion. I receive divine direction, wisdom, and discernment. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I will hear God clearly and obey Him boldly. I walk in peace, protection, and purpose today. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate for your word today. Thank you for your spirit that still speaks and guides your children. Lord, make our hearts sensitive to your gentle voice. Remove every distraction, fear, confusion, and spiritual dullness. Let us in the right path today. Let your peace guide every decision we make. Protect every listener from error, danger, and wrong choices. May we walk closely with you and experience clarity, wisdom, favor, and victory today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's devotional on Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone, a friend, family member, coworker, or loved one. You never know who needs to hear this word today. And don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a daily Bible reading plan for 1 year on our website. If you would like us to pray for you, send your prayer requests to prayers@isaacmel.com. You can also support the works of this ministry by giving. Use the Give button on our site. May God bless you as you do so in Jesus' name. As you go, remember, God is still speaking, and His gentle voice can change your entire life. Stay blessed, stay sensitive to the Spirit, and keep winning every day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.